In 2014, how can we share and show the love of God to those around us? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. One of the premier ministries for effectively sharing Christ around the globe, especially among college students, is Campus Crusade for Christ. Steve Douglas serves as president and dynamic leader of this international ministry. And Neil asks Steve where he's seeing God on the move in today's world.
I think the most obvious example of God moving is China. Think about it. Communists took over a little over 60 years ago, have off and on persecuted the church, sometimes severely. What's happened to the church under those circumstances? Oh, it's only multiplied 100 times. You know, I don't know what the leaders of government are doing over there, but it's really working. You know, people are coming to Jesus, and they're growing. Just like we were just talking about discipleship, they are serious about their faith. I mean, they have to leave their houses sometimes saying, today I'm prepared to die for Jesus. You know, that's not nominal Christianity. That'd be my best example. A second best example would be the second biggest country in the world, India. Some of my statistician friends who keep track of these things tell me that way over 50 million people have come to Christ in India in the last 15 years. So those are the two biggest countries on earth. A third example I'd give you is the Middle East. God is sending dreams of Jesus or of something that would lead people to Jesus, and people respond. As a result, there's this one situation in a rather dangerous area in the Middle East, and our film team for the Jesus film was out there, and they got lost, and so they stopped. And out of a grove of trees nearby was this man coming at them, waving his arms and screaming, and they thought, uh-oh, we're in trouble. And as he got closer, they heard him saying, you are the ones. You are the ones. And as he got close enough to have a calm conversation with him, here's what they found out. Two nights earlier, he had had a dream where God clearly told him, go find people that looked like these people looked. I mean, same vehicle, faces, and so on. Go find them, and they will tell you the truth. And he said to him, as his last question, could you tell me the truth? And he said, yeah, I think we can handle it. So they went back to his home, showed the Jesus film, led his family to Christ, and then wouldn't you know, he owned the tea room there in that village, which means he was the popular meeting place. So they kept showing the Jesus film night after night for a period of time. God is moving. He is being intentional today, Neil. You just can't miss the fact if he's sending dreams into people who are otherwise probably would find it hard to respond to Christ. And if he's using the internet, you know, there are way over 300 million visits to evangelistic websites on the internet last year, way over that number. Many, many people are entering into follow-up over the internet. I know one internet ministry that's seen 50% of people indicate decisions going into follow-up. That's an incredible percentage. Even on the ground, that would be an incredible percentage, let alone in the ether. And I'm finding that God is probably moving more now than he was when I got involved in ministry 45 years ago.